This is Candace with Candy Plans on Instagram.
And this is MJ with MJ Planner on Instagram.
And we have joining with us tonight, Pasha of Posh Plans on Instagram. Hey.
Hi. Woo-hoo. Thanks for having me.
Yes. It's so exciting.
Yes.
So go ahead.
Today we're continuing our topic of PR teams, and we kind of left off talking about just kind of the ideas of like shops choosing PR teams or on the shop side of things. And so today mm-hmm. we wanted to talk about just kind of the other side of it, like a person that has been on PR teams. And so we have several questions we want to ask you, Pasha. So okay. I'm excited.
We'll go ahead and let her introduce herself and tell us a little bit about you and what you do in the planner community.
Okay, thanks. my name is Pasha and I go by Posh, P-O-S-H. And as they said before, I am at Posh Plans on Instagram. I have been a planner since a little girl and Lisa Yay. Frank. And I just, as a stay-at-home mom for 15 years, I always had to keep an organized calendar. Mm-hmm. But back then, it was pencil.
Right.
And whatever Office Depot had. And then I fell down the rabbit hole of Pretty Planning.
Yes.
Oh. And Erin Condren. And it's just blown up from there. And I love sharing content and all the pretty things. And here I am.
Yay.
Yes.
We're so glad to have you. Pasha's an awesome person. You. One of my faves in the planner community.
Yes, absolutely.
Aww, thank you. I love you. Thank you.
Okay. MJ, did you want to start off with the questions?
Yeah. So, Posh, I always call mm-hmm. you, like, every time I refer to you, I'm like, Posh. But then I'm like, your name is Pasha. So I'm glad you cleared that up. Like, it's okay to call you Posh, right?
Yes, it's totally okay.
Okay.
So, Posh, what do you think it takes to be, or what do you think it takes to be on a PR team?
Well, I've seen people with very low numbers get on a team and people with huge numbers get on a team and people in the middle get on a team.
Mm-hmm.
So my answer would have been different a couple years ago. So now I will say they have to be shoppers, obviously,
mm-hmm.
and they have to share content. They want mm-hmm. people who are already sharing what they're buying, what they're hauling, and doing stories or YouTube, that kind of thing. And I think honesty.
Yeah.
But with that, I also have to say there are some shops that just want the name and the numbers to get the content out.
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Yeah, we were talking about last episode, like every shop has kind of a different goal and a different agenda of what they want in a PR team. We talked about like some shops, you know, maybe newer shops wanting people who just the numbers really so they can get their content out. And then, you know, maybe some older shops or some other shops wanting to have people have more quality
right.
pictures and quality content so that they can see how they're using their stuff.
Right.
Yeah, I agree. Sorry, I just got sidetracked for a second. Yeah, I usually record on my iPad and not my phone, but I wasn't charged up and ready.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, with that, I would say like, different shops want different things. We kind of touched on that last week. So that is a really good point. Like you said, you know, you've seen different ranges of people be able to get on PR teams with low numbers, high numbers. So I don't really necessarily think sometimes the followers even matter for some shops.
But you,
that's something that you have to communicate with, you know, with the person to kind of find out what they're looking for. And, you know, most people want to see, like you said, content and sharing. I know I started following you from your reviews, you know.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I started following on like way on Periscope or somewhere.
That's
or
scary.
Because like
then I was like, no one's ever gonna choose me.
No, but I love the honesty because in the beginning, like everybody was just throwing stuff out there.
A
you know,
lot
it
of
wasn't
shops
really
were
quality
hurt by
stuff.
That, though I've been blocked because and
yeah,
it's sad because I'm not really trying to trash them, but if you send me something that's gonna fall apart, I can't send people to you.
Right.
You yeah. know, but it's a double-edged
sword.
So
it's like be accountable for what you're sending people, you know, not just trying to make money or just, you know, whatever. Because there's a lot of shops out here that don't get recognized or get enough credit and yeah. they do quality work.
I mean, there's so many shops now.
Man. And then yeah. there's some that like do mediocre stuff and people just post all over and share it and whatever. And I'm like, that's mediocre. Or we're taking words from other planner girls and we're like, okay, you know, this person bought that, so I bet it's okay. And you get
yes.
it and you're like, what the heck?
Yeah.
You know? So and I think it's good to have honest reviews and I appreciate those and I'm sure other people do too.
Yeah.
Thank we were you. Talking it's hard. About that. It's hard, but thank you.
We were talking about that a little bit before in our other episode about like should you blast them or not? And we talked yeah. about those honest reviews. Like if you leave honest reviews, then you'll be able to like, I mean, hopefully it can be a more authentic community and you know what to expect. Mm-hmm. Whereas you see all of these 5-star, you know, shops and not to say they haven't given 5-star work before, but it's like to have 4,000 reviews and all of them be 5 stars. Like, I think that's, I mean,
yeah.
But when you get your stuff and you see that you would probably give them a 1-star or 2-star, you know, something's kind of amiss.
Yeah, about. You end up being the bad guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you gave the bad review or something. Yeah. That's so crazy. Okay, so our next question is, what advice would you give to shops regarding PR teens? Like, you know, for people that are wanting to join, what advice would you give to the shop owners? About like
because when they have I've turned down shops for doing PR for them
mm-hmm.
because now I'm at the point where I ask them, you know, how many girls are you gonna choose,
right?
And then if I know them well enough, I'm like, well, who are you looking at so far, like who have you picked so far? And if a handful of them I already know well from communicating on Instagram, I won't mm-hmm. do it because we're all going to be posting the same thing. And we all
right.
have a good lump of the same followers because we all, you know, I engage a lot. So
mm-hmm.
I'm talking to a lot of people. So I'm like, that's going to be too much. Or I'll say, instead yeah. of posting everything, can I just share my haul? Or can I do something different than what you have everybody else doing? Because I know I'm annoyed when I see 5 people I follow post the
yes,
same sale.
With the same one.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you have to choose whose code you're going to use or, yeah, as well, a consumer.
I would say less is more. I would say choose a variety. You don't just choose all Happy Planner. Don't just choose all TN. Don't just choose all EC. Get a mix in there so different people can show how they use your product.
I think that's mm-hmm. good. Yeah.
I would also idea. Say, for picking the PR, that was a question, right? Because I want to stay on task.
Yes.
Less is more. Choose a variety. Oh, get to know who you're choosing before you choose them. I have mm-hmm. shops that will send me stuff, beautiful stuff. And I like a lot of things, but what I use and what I like are two different things.
Right.
I've had shops mm-hmm. send me A5 planners and I'm pocket planner
right.
all day.
Mm-hmm.
Even look at my profile or they'll send me
yeah.
purple. I hate purple.
That's my favorite color.
I hate purple and I'm not shy about how I hate purple.
Right.
So it's like you haven't looked at my page. I use a ton of black and white.
Right.
Or maybe a pop of color, but you won't find purple on my page. So it's like Just skim through the pages and make sure they match. You know what I mean? And I've told some shops that there's a great new shop that asked me to PR. And I said, can I check out your shop first? I went to the shop and I was like, I wouldn't use any of this. It's cute stuff. And I said, I can't PR for you because while I think it's cute, I wouldn't use it. But if you'd like to send me some stuff, I'll share it and I can do a giveaway. And some people are cool with that and some aren't. But you really got to get to know who is putting your product out. Because I get a lot of stuff I don't share because anybody who knows me knows it would be a lie. You know I'm not going to use what. So.
Right.
Yeah.
So to sum it up, I'd say less is more. Choose a variety and pay attention to who you're choosing. Like, dig through their feed a little bit and make sure they'll actually like what you have.
I agree with that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So this next question kind of bleeds into that a little bit. Like, the next question is, how do you choose the shops that you PR for? And so you mentioned a little bit, but is there anything else that like the way that you screen shops, like, is there anything else that you didn't say?
I don't even really like go out to PR. It just kind of, would you like anything from my shop? Or I'd love to send you some goodies. Very few I fill out the application for. And now I don't at all because this year I was just over some lackluster shops who really weren't about the business. And I'm just like, I don't have time for this. I'm sharing your shop and you're not doing your end of the deal.
Yeah.
So I just kind of pull back. I'm busy with WPL and I'm busy with work. So I was like, right now, no. I have a ton of codes and most of those shops I have PR'd for, all those shops I have PR'd for at some point. But now I don't. I'm really just PRing for one shop right now. And I appreciate them letting me share the code because at the end of the day, I just want to share with my planner friends who I love and where I shop a lot. So it's hard. I look for shops that have stuff I would actually use. And shops who have a decent rapport in the community. If they're new, you know, I've been known to tell some shops in DMs, if it's not made well, I'm not going to share it. Please don't take it the hard way, you know.
But your honesty, it should be appreciated because if you take that criticism, then you can make yourself better or make your products better rather than getting butt hurt from it.
Well, it depends on the maturity level. We don't know these people. And,
you
know, some people get on there for the hustle. Some people are really crafty. You know, you just never know what you're going to get. And you got to be tough skin. But I have to be honest, like, if, you know, I've gotten stickers from one shop. I think that would answer a later question. But I've gotten stickers from one shop. None of them lifted off the page.
Oh, yeah.
I can't share this. And I know things happen because I know the silhouettes or whatever are funky.
Oh, they're the worst. Yes.
I had one and I gave it away. I was like, I can't. My sanity is worth more. And I said, my stickers can't, like, I can't even do a week with them. She said, offer to recut and send them again. So I never shared her shop.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and that kind of goes into like what we were talking about before about like customer service and things like that. I just think it's so important to like if your stickers don't cut through, like, and that has happened to me a couple times because again these silhouettes suck.
But it's gonna happen, and I never trip. Just contact them, and I'm like, you know, it didn't work. I can't use them.
Right.
It's up to them to say, I'll send a new one out. Or she just said sorry and moved on. Okay, well, I'm done. Yeah. Like, it's no ill will. I just, I won't buy your stickers now because I don't know what I'm going to get. And I can't hire you now, so.
Right.
I agree.
So true. And it's so crazy because, like, kind of going back a little bit, that's how I found your Instagram page. You were reviewing, a shop, and I swear it was so funny, man. But I think Candace, you sent me a link and it was on Periscope.
And, oh, yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh, this is real.
Yes. Well, MJ, back in the day, MJ didn't really buy stickers that much. And I was always buying stickers. And then I was shopping at shops and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And so when Pasha was on Periscope, I was like, oh my gosh, this is exactly what this community needs. Like, yes. Tell it, please, because these people are just too much and they're sending out crap. And we need to know this. Like, we're spending our money on this, and some shops back in the day were not very cheap. You know, everybody was kind of getting started 2014, 2015.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you know, yeah. And she was reviewing some shops, and I was like, oh my gosh. And all of it wasn't bad. I don't want to be like all of it because I was there just because it was bad. But I sent it to MJ, and I was like, this is exactly what this community needs. Like, we need honest reviews, honesty.
Exactly.
You know, because I'm tired of getting crap.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh yeah. I wasn't really buying stickers like that. And you were like, it was like you got a bunch of crappy stickers, like one after the next.
Remember that one year? I think it was like around it was like Black Friday or something.
Oh yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And yeah.
My friends still laugh at the one where it took so long for me to get stickers. I forgot why I ordered them. I just threw them over my shoulder. Like, that, I have to get.
That is
That was a funny one. I think that's the one I sent to MJ. And I was like,
I don't even know why I bought these. They took so long to get here.
You were like, I don't even know why I bought them. I'm not even excited. Sometimes like that. My gosh.
It is like that.
But you're like, what the heck? You know, there's a couple shops out there I let make it because I do like them as a person and I like their shops. But if it was any other shop and I didn't really know them or talk to them or communicate with them, I would not know.
Yeah.
Yes. I do want to point out, like, I appreciated that. I appreciated that Periscope because I feel like a lot of times, even to this day, I feel like a lot of times, smaller shops are like, a lot of people are harder on smaller shops and they just kind of let the bigger shops kind of like pass with all these, you know, these passes that you shouldn't be able to pass with. And it's like, you know, on one end you have a small shop and they get backed up or something, and then maybe their processing time goes to maybe like 6 days and people are all in the inbox like, where are my stickers, where are my stickers? But then you have other shops who are like, oh, I'm not gonna, you know, be shipping out for another month or three. I'm perfectly fine.
My whole thing is put it up front, and some shops do.
Yeah.
Because then I'm going to wait or I'm going to pass.
Right. And let me decide that.
Right.
You know, let me decide whether I want to wait on your stuff or not.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm.
But yeah, that's a,
I can work
that's
on
a
my
big one. Yeah, and I think that's what we were talking about in the last one. Not you, but like just in general, like if you do feel like you're a type of person that wants to blast, because everybody's different and this is a huge community, you know. So, but if you do feel like you need to blast somebody or put it out in the air, just use tag, you know.
Yeah.
But I think you've been around long enough that people already know how you are and know, like,
I'm not malicious.
Right. Exactly. It's not malicious. It's just straight up honest and very straightforward.
Yeah.
And I appreciate straightforwardness and honesty and, you know, so it didn't bother me. But yeah, that's how I ended up following you. I was like, oh my gosh, this is exactly what we need here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So you kind of already talked about like what your experience is, good or bad, with like PR teams already. The next question we have was, do you have anything that you'd like to add or say regarding the PR team?
Yes, I can say that my best experiences were with shops that were organized.
Mm-hmm.
They mailed out their stuff when they said they were. One of my worst PR experiences was this year. And I got my PR package, but the rest of the girls on the team did not. We were nearing the end of our 3 months term, and they still had no product.
Oh, no, that's not right.
And I was like, wow. And I think the only reason I got mine is because I have a big mouth.
See, that's not.
And they were so upset and so frustrated, and the shop was overwhelmed. And I reached out to her honestly, and I was like, listen, you got to stop posting these sales and deals and get your PR stuff out.
Yeah.
We're midway, and you have PR girls with no product. Yeah. And then I told some of the girls, like, why are you repping a shop? You haven't even had anything, which also is an issue. And it brings me to, why are you PR for a shop you've never bought from?
Right.
Man. We've talked about
A lot of people get caught up, and I don't understand how. And they're like, I want your numbers. I've been stuck at this number for so long because I am the way that I am. I look at the number, but it doesn't drive me. I have no benefit to my followers. I don't have a shop.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just share and I talk trash and I have fun on Instagram. And there are girls out there that are like, I want that. How do you get all these people? Like, why?
Just being yourself.
And that's what I tell them. Be yourself and shop the shops you like. And apply for shops you're going to use. But they were PRing and had nothing. Just reposting the sales. And what are you doing? You know?
And you can recognize that. You can see that, because I'm like, okay, you're posting all these codes, but I never see you post pictures or, you know,
your
you
own actually pictures.
Using the
right.
stuff or anything like that. I never see you post your own stuff.
Right. And I've stopped using shops too, who I've done PR for, who have screwed other people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, ugh. And one lady, this year was the worst year with PR, with so many new shops. And she reached out to me.
Yeah, it did seem like it was an influx.
Yeah. She reached out to me and she's like, you know, I know, you know, I hope you don't mind, but I'm a little frustrated. She had won a contest. It was like 6 months and she still hadn't gotten her prize, but this person was having sale after sale after sale. Yeah. And all she saw was me tag them with a code. I wasn't PR, but I was just sharing a code. I usually mind my business, but I said, I'll just reach out for you. At first I coached her, like, email them and ask them this.
Mm-hmm.
And then I reached out and was like, you know, this is my friend and she's concerned because she won your contest this many months ago. Are you gonna send her stuff out? If you're not, just tell her or get it out, you know.
Yeah.
She's like, well, I gotta take care of my paid people first. Then don't have a giveaway.
Then don't do a giveaway.
But they
what
do
are you doing?
It to get attention for the shop. So their intention has to be good.
Yeah.
Cause this community can take you down.
And we've seen it.
Many a times.
So that's all I wanted to add, is people just need to be more about it. Don't look for the hustle, because you will come crashing to a head, and then everyone will go in on you. And there's a lot of new planner girls. They don't have the tact that some OGs have.
Right.
Yeah.
One girl I had to tell, she seems pretty cool and sweet, but she's new, and I'm cautious because I've been burned by new planner people who just want stuff. And I said, you know, chill. This shop has been around and never really has an issue. There's got to be a reason. And she was like, all right, because I like you, I'll chill. No, email her. Find out what's going on.
Communicate with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't go in and blast her. You know, I know the shop owner's super sweet. She's not about that blast life.
Right.
I'm not saying she didn't do anything wrong, but just watch your approach with her. Like, don't ask her. This is a well-known shop with huge following, and she still normally delivers on time, so just reach out to her first. Don't just, and then who's gonna want to sell to you? And then there's
exactly
this shop blocked me. I'd have blocked you too. You bullied them.
Exactly. The bullying.
And I tell my friends, this is why I could never have a shop. I'd refund everybody their damn money.
Bruh. MJ knows.
I don't want this You know, I'm doing a limited edition of my Keep Going Washi, and my caption, y'all not gonna worry me. No adjustments, no holes. This is what it costs. That's it.
Yeah,
and I still get crazy.
Man,
how much does it cost? Did you read my caption?
Man.
Like, there's no questions. But they get excited, and that's fine. But it's just like, you know, I don't know. It's hard. It is hard. We got a lot of newbies that really aren't planner girls, and they can be. They can be.
Yeah.
Right.
That's
too funny. So, yeah, tell us about your products. You mentioned your washi.
Not really products, just an idea. Or something I wanted to share to spread awareness for suicide prevention. I reached out to Felicia at Gold Mining Coco. And I know she was doing her pouches. And I said, can we do a collab?
Oh, I love it.
And she was like, what do you have in mind? And I told her. And she was like, yeah, sure. Just draw it up, whatever. And I did. And I said, so how's this going to work? And we came to an agreement. I didn't want finance out of it. So it was really easy. And I don't know how she does it, but she made the pouches. Mm-hmm. I asked for a free amount for me to share. And we just got it going.
That's cool. And then the washi.
Now the washi I did. It's 100 rolls. I gave away some. Mm-hmm. I gave away like 20. And then I was like, break even. But now that it's doing so well, I was like, you know what? Let me trademark it. And keep this awareness going. And I cannot tell you guys the DMs I've gotten. You know, sometimes we get stuck in our own world and we think what we're going through is just us and no one can understand.
Yeah.
Or, you know, when I went through my divorce, I was like, oh, I know I'm not the only woman in Suwannee to go through a divorce, but I felt like no one else could understand that betrayal and pain. And until you talk and you share, and it's like, yeah. Man, I'm as normal as they come with these, you know.
Exactly.
These men are doing the same thing, like cookie cutter, you know, and it's the same thing with the suicide prevention. And it's taken a while for me to open up to it. It took therapy and discovering that I had PTSD, and I just wanted people to have hope and have faith and keep going it. No matter what. And I'm imperfect. God's not done with me yet, but that is one thing that will always ring true and consistent with me. Mm-hmm. You just got to keep going, no matter how bad it gets, or deal with your depression and deal with your anxiety and get meds if you need meds and get therapy if you need therapy. You know, get new friends if you need new friends. So it's just something I want to share. And I also want to add that Felicia isn't really getting, you know, a ton out of doing the bags. She just wanted to one of my questions to her was, well, how many I'm not worried about that. I just want to share it so that people can get it. And the response has been overwhelming. I'm saddened by how many people are suicide survivors who have thought about it.
Right.
It saddened me, but at the same time, I'm glad that they're a part of the community and can get this message as a reminder, because that's key too, is the constant reminders, even if it's something we know. So that's what I'm doing. I'm not opening a shop. I don't have the patience for the planner girls.
Okay.
But I will start trickling some limited edition things that I love, want for myself.
Yeah.
And
I love it.
Thank you.
I did place my order. I'm excited to get it.
I'm so black and white stripes. That you wanted to support. I appreciate you.
Yeah. I'm like, oh my gosh. So yeah, I'm excited to get that.
Thank you. Man.
Yeah. Love it. So do we have anything else, ladies?
I was just like, as you were talking about that, Pasha, I was just like, man, this is why I'm a therapist, because I feel like, so these just everybody's feels like, I mean, not everybody, but a lot of people feel like, you know, they're alone in what they're dealing with. And I see that all the time with my clients. Like, they're like, how can anybody understand me? And it's amazing how just a little bit of validation in terms of like, just being able to say you're not alone. That is just, I mean, life-giving within itself, you know? And so I just, as you were talking, I was just like, man, that's why I do what I do.
Well, thank
man.
You for doing what you do.
Yeah. She's awesome. I wish you could be my therapist because she's so insightful and has a lot of knowledge and personality and everything. Like, it's really awesome.
Thank you.
Yes. Anyway, you guys, I think we're good. Pasha, we thank you.
I thank you guys so
joining
much.
Us tonight.
No, I thank you.
And sharing with us. very valuable information. I think information that people need to hear, especially Absolutely. People wanting to get on PR teams and the influx of PR teams.
Right.
Just so they have a little bit of understanding.
And the shops, because, you know, she had a lot of advice for shop owners.
Yeah, for shop owners too. Yeah.
Amazing. So, yep. Well, guys.
I think that's it.
I thank you both so much. I had fun. It's always good talking to you guys. I appreciate it.
Yeah. I'm so excited to see you in next month. Oh my goodness.
I wish I could go.
I'm so glad I got a ticket. Yeah, I wish
it's
MJ could go.
It's my favorite event.
I am so excited.
I just love Christmas. This is my first all one. Joy. I'm so thrilled.
Oh, I'm excited. So anyway, this is the end. As always, follow us on IG. You can always DM us.
Yep.
You know, check out Pasha's page. She has a lot of good information, affirmations. You know, I kind of looked at her page for that and a little bit of guidance on it. I mean, she always shares everything. It's very real, very honest.
Yes.
She's one of my faves that I've been following for a few years now. And yeah, I just think you should follow her.
Yep. I'm humble. Thank you.
Yeah, it's really awesome. So
y'all All have right. a great night.
Do that. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.